satena. 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 Satena.
Yeah. Beloved Master, I'm very much attracted to the Taoist mystics, whose teachings are always to follow the easy, natural way. And I see you very much similar to those Taoist masters, always sharing the simple and natural. You are the ever-present reminder of the mountain peaks, Love Ram. I'm happy you bring this up, because I haven't talked much on Tao, but I am an old Taoist master. And that is not much heard about, the Taoist. Lao Tzu and Confucius, they were at the same time in China, they say. And everybody heard about Confucius. But he was from the head, so people understood him. He has many rules. He was interested in society. Lao Tzu, he was just natural. And that is the difference. When you have to walk your own path, then it's very, very few. Ordinary religions are like highways. And to follow the Tao is just a little path. In fact, it's not even that. It's a pathless path. So how can you find that? The highway is easy to find, but how to find the path in the forest and how to find the pathless path? That is just a hint that you have to go beyond anything you know. You have to trust your intuition. So you can only walk on the real path by knowing yourself. And Tao means the path, the way, like the Dhamma, the truth, the universe, God. But for the Taoists, they never talk about God. They talk about being natural, which is the same thing. Because if you are natural, spontaneous, then you are with the flow, with existence itself. So it is a path to be in harmonious unity with the whole, which all the mystic religions are for. But it is an individual way. You have to come back to the natural, which you have forgotten. That means you have to turn your back to the masses. You have to start investigating yourself, finding what is real instead of what people say. You have to find your own rules. And to make it even more difficult, he says the Tao cannot be said, talked about, because it's beyond any words. So it's very, very, very refined. It doesn't give you anything for your head. It's all about falling in tune with something that is already there, but is covered by your mind, by your knowledge, by your education, by your habits. So, first it has to be a realization that you want to come back. Then a commitment to that. Getting rid of what is unnecessary. And in Taoism, just to be ordinary is the most extraordinary, like I talked about yesterday. And in balance. Not too much and not too little. Just in harmony. That harmony everybody has inside. But we have forgotten how to tap into it. So getting rid of that which is unnatural, that which is natural in you will slowly, slowly come forth. And listening to that and being devoted to that, that will take over your natural self, your true nature. And they always talked about nature, because nature can help you tremendously. So you have forgotten yourself, your inner balance, the Tao in you, the link to the universe, to the wholeness. So then start at least investigating the nature outside, falling in tune with the outer nature. That will again bring you to your inner nature. In a way, you can compare it with, you have forgotten yourself. Like the Indian tradition say, you need a guru. You need a guru, a master on the outside, who can bring you back to your inner guru, to your true self. So that, in the same way, the Taoists use nature. They also, of course, say a master is absolutely needed because that will help the process tremendously. I used to live in nature before I met my master, and it was the most blissful because it's my own experience. It was bringing me back to my inner nature. Because what does nature do? It starts relaxing you. The more you become in tune and observe nature, the more you know about your inner. So you have all the energies inside of you. And it's very important now, when you are here and we start going into silence, that you take this to heart. So you start being in nature in a different way. Because it all comes down to being conscious. You can be in nature and nothing happens. You feel bored. But if that understanding in you, that longing to find peace, to become harmonious, and to use your senses, which is now totally polluted like everything else, because now you are trained, and especially the young generation, they need a lot of input. If you see an older movie, just from our life, it can be very slow. Not much happening. And if you see a movie today, it's something happening all the time. In the past, maybe explosion happens at the end, at the climax, as the fight in James Bond. No, it starts and is there and it ends. It's thousands of explosions. So it's much more difficult because the brain and your system has been overloaded. In the old days, thousands of years ago in China, in Japan, humans were much more innocent. They were already quiet. They weren't disturbed in this magnitude like we are today. So it seems like now it has to come to a peak for people to come back. And just by observing the nature, it can reflect all the sides of yourself that you have, because we have gone through everything to become a human being. So everything is in you. All that is in your deep memory also. So the Taoists talk a lot about the water, no? They call it the water called Wei, is one of the names, because the water is naturally flowing effortlessly. And whatever you pour it into, that's what it becomes, is non-resistant. These are the qualities a Taoist, a seeker should have. You don't have any ideas of who you are, what you are. You are not fixed, you are flowing. And at the same time, the water is very, very powerful. It is soft and is powerful. It's very paradoxical. But life is paradoxical. The mind doesn't like paradoxes. It doesn't understand. But reality is paradoxical. It's both. It's a meeting of both forces. And the same in nature. You go in nature, you can see the shivering leaf in the wind. And you are also that. That shivering is in you also. You can shiver like a leaf. If you're very sensitive, Kundalini is not needed, just shiver like a leaf. So beautiful. Kundalini will rise. Like all the leaves, Kundalini is rising all the time, effortless. The wind comes. Studying the river, you see the effortless movement. It looks the same, but it's always new. That is also the possibilities of human beings. You can always be new. You look the same, but inside your consciousness is always fresh. A bumblebee looking for the honey, desperate for some nourishing nectar, going here and there into the flowers, into the honey. What are you looking for? Are you looking for the real honey? The awareness, the alertness of a deer, so alert. No clouds in the eyes. All this can be reflected to you. You have all those qualities, but humans are not natural anymore, so you have forgotten. You have forgotten that flowingness, you have forgotten the alertness, you have forgotten what you really, really are longing for. The real honey, the strength, the power of a bear that is protecting its little bear kids, that is in you also. everything can be reflected if you have the right kind of consciousness. The clouds, they are there and then suddenly they are gone. Reminds you of let go, that everything disappears. All forms disappear. The short lifespan of a beautiful butterfly. What is the difference in eternity, in existence, in the universe, from one day to 100 years? Not much. So, all this, you will see how it is. It reflects the real. It's unpolluted, no? Then you become wise. You become in tune with existence, with the truth, with nature. And, of course, very relaxing, very meditative, very healing for the whole system. Which is another thing now, we are so polluted. We are so restless because all the energies is in the mind. That you have forgotten the other senses. And the Taoists, they use all the senses. In a natural way. It's like what was very comfortable before that gave you a lot of, you were attached to. It gave you pleasure. Suddenly you find a deeper side of yourself that is much more fulfilling and much more simple. It is in the ordinary life. It is always available. So it doesn't matter what you do. It's just the presence, the awareness that matters. You can bring that into anything because that is you. But you have to seek it. You have to nurture it. You have to turn your back to the unconscious, to being a slave of others. And that's why also the Taoist never became a great movement or religion. Because it is for the individual. Most people, they are slaves of society, of others. So they're listening to the rules instead of their inner rules. So you can never become a slave as a Taoist. And in China they have built so many beautiful places on the mountain peaks especially because for some reason they always like the beautiful places in nature. Because existence is God. He has created it. So whatever is unusual in nature becomes sacred, no? It's a reminder how beautiful it is. So then they made amazing temples on cliffs, on mountaintops, by rivers, by waterfalls. I remember being there. And you become so much in tune that when the time comes to leave the body, it happens totally natural. Because you are so much in tune with nature, with existence. So just like the leaves are falling in the autumn, it doesn't hold on to life, it doesn't hold on to the tree. It just lets go, because that is natural. The same way you let go. Because there is no resistance. You have accepted things as they are. That can only come from your own understanding. You say, I'm very much attracted to the Taoist mystic whose teaching are always to follow the easy and natural way. And I see you very much similar to those Taoist masters, always sharing the simple and natural. Yes. But it is an art to share the simple and the natural to complex and unnatural people. So many Taoists, and that's how it was before also, they just became quiet. That's how it happened with most of the mystics, because how can they talk about it? Which is the first thing Lao Tzu says, the Tao cannot be talked about. It's beyond language, it's beyond mind, it's beyond speaking. Then, how many disciples, how many people can listen to that then? When there is nothing to say. You have to have some kind of sensitivity, openness. The only way is to follow that Lao Tzu, that Chang Tzu Su, into the mountains, into the forest, and start imbibing that which is beyond the words. That is the only way, because the head is already overloaded. You have to develop these other senses in you. And every sense can be a doorway back to yourself. But you have to be sensitive. So that's why I remind you now also, because now is the perfect time to play with this, to explore this, to be alone in nature. To feel, to observe, to listen, to smell, to sense, to touch. And you can be totally let go in nature. With humans, you never know. It's so many projections, and everybody is in a different place. So even if you say something, it very easily gets misunderstood. If you touch, it's misunderstood. If you look, it's misunderstood. But in nature, there is no judgment. You are accepted. You have to just accept yourself more. So this is another reason why mystics and meditators has gone in nature. They turned the back to the masses, to society. They want help from the real. Then, of course, if they find a master too, it's much more helpful. Nature was my master before I met Osho. In fact, I enjoy so much living in nature, being friends with animals, that when I heard about Osho, I resisted. I knew, something in me knew that, my God, no. And then it had to be brought to a climax. Then I gave up. And when I gave up, I was very happy. But you want to hold on to what you know, because that was the best. I didn't know how it would go. But then, when I met my master, then I realized, my God. No, not only do I have the natural, as natural as a mountain, as a river, but he talks. So it made things very, very, very clear. Because my mind also, he's talked the same language. Otherwise, you can become a little wacko, because even here, we had people, they start talking to the mountain and the tree and the little ants, the bird people, the ant people, the troll. It's a big troll living in that mountain. It's very ancient, at least 6,000 years old. All these kind of things. And then you can feel very special. I see all these little trolls and all these things. Don't you? No. Oh, I'm very special. So it's very difficult just to be ordinary, because it doesn't give the mind anything. It has to be from a deeper place in the humans to come back to that balance. And the more you get in tune, the less attraction does the world have on you and all the things that were so important before that kept you a slave, and all your desires and your wantings and your dreams, because it's so fulfilling to be in the moment. That is the secret of the mystics. They are not attached. It's not by effort. It's not like a yogi. It's not like willpower. I have to meditate. I can't go to the pub. No. You can go to the pub and you can be unattached. The Taoists have no rules. And that's why it's very difficult also, because there's no rules, there is no commandments, what you should do and what you should not do. It all comes from the inner. That takes true intelligence. True sensitivity. You are the ever-present reminder of the mountain peaks. Yes, that's what the master has to be. That is something higher. Don't look, get lost in the forest, in the valleys. Remember the peaks, and they might be more difficult to go up, but it's well worth it, because then you can see things that you never have seen before. You will be amazed. If you always walk around in the lowlands, in the forest, you don't see anything, you have no idea Then you come up on the big mountain peak, then the whole world changes. And that's what the Master is a reminder that is more. So now I want to turn all of you into Taoists now, the next couple of weeks, since I got reminded. It must be the time now. And this will be more and more. Popular in a way. Just the natural things. When I was growing up and I was getting into Hatha Yoga, nobody knew about that. It was like you were playing with the devil. No, everybody is so popular. Everybody is so accepted. But it's just a tiny, tiny, it's just on the physical. But that's where you have to start, because you are so identified with the physical. No, it becomes more like a health thing. I have to be healthy, I have to do yoga, I have to do Pilates, I have to run, I have to do aerobics, I have to do weightlifting, whatever it is. But it's just on the body. Then the whole energy can go in there. But remember, there is much more. But you have to start somewhere. So it's great that the society is changing. And more natural food, not so much sugar. Smoking is pretty much finished. Except in some in the Arab countries, in Africa, in China, it's still, they all want to be Marlboro man still. They're coming behind. So it takes time, but this is how it has to be with these kind of things also. It will be a new fad. Meditation, mindfulness, all these are happening more and more. Being in nature, silence. And it will spread, it has to. Because no, the Western world have everything except peace. So you have to start with the body, then take care of the mind, be more aware, then your emotions, then your meditation, your being. Then one day maybe you can just be natural. When you are natural, then you don't need all these ideas, because you will follow your own insight. It's not fed from the outside. They have something called Shinrin Yuku, that is translated means forest bathing. You go in the forest and you bathe. It's a Japanese name, but in fact it comes from China. And it must be from the natural people, from Taoist in China, that spread to Japan. Which any intelligent person would know. When you are a meditator, when you are more sensitive, that to be in nature, it will heal you. It will bring your system into harmony. It will relax you. It will energize you. Your many toxins will leave by itself. To have a dip in the forest, river, to meditate by a tree. But this now becomes very popular, especially in America, of course, because in California land all these things are first happening. And now I was amazed because now they become like a fad. They charge money on that too, just like they can charge a lot of money to teach you making yourself into a pretzel and stand on your head. No, any fool can be a teacher if there is some flexibility. And then also, of course, get all the girls. Don't forget, because maybe that is the main reason. You want to be a yoga instructor. So now they have started this also. It becomes a business to take people for a walk. And I was thinking, my God, that's how lost we are. And they have trainings and courses and masters who know how it is to walk and observe the tree and take long time. And only a few $1,000 for a weekend, you can also come. Then you can get your diploma that you are certified forest beta. You're a teacher. Then you can start also to take people in the forest. And it's totally amazing. But in another way, it's great because that's what people need. But I'm totally amazed. Just anybody who with a little bit sensitivity, and especially meditators, you have to use the nature. But we are so dense that we have totally forgotten. We need somebody, and we need to pay for it, to remember. So that's why I also tell you about this, because now you can save yourself for thousands of dollars and be professional. I'm going to turn you into professional forest betas. Just go in the forest and feel, all that. And you know we are in silence, very slow, sensitive. Then we will start it here. Then they can come here and you can all be teachers to walk. And then we can have individual sessions also. That costs much more. That you take somebody into the forest and just remind them, relax, touch the tree, see if you can sense the energy from the tree. Feel, put your little toe or your big toe in the stream and be aware of the sensation. Feel, breathe, touch, look at the bird. Like this. But you laugh, but you all need it. And this will be, this kind of thing will be more and more popular. Like mindfulness now. Same like yoga and the other. It's all these things that is totally natural. If you feel, the body feel how it wants to stretch. You feel what you want to eat, but you are not in touch. If you're following yourself, you feel, your body clock feels when you go to bed, when you get up. But then you spoil that. And especially living in the city, is hardly any night anymore in the big cities. There's so many ways that you are polluted. And it's scary to think about, but we need all the help, but it's totally amazing. Just now to walk in the forest becomes a business. Because we have no sensitivity, we have so forgotten, we don't use our senses anymore. at the most, only on the computer and the film, the eyes, which is the most easy, and that's why everybody gets brainwashed. Haven't you seen just a little child, 3 years old, sitting with the iPad, and the parents are totally happy because you are occupied? When you go on like that for the next 10 years, you hardly know how to communicate with other humans. It's much more interesting on the iPad. And that's how it will go. Of course, they lose all the sensitivity, the touch, the smell, the awareness, the hearing, the physical feelings, using the body. They just look at it there, just like you watch a football match. So everything is good, but it's not the end. It's much more. Take everything as a stepping stone to something higher. That's how that's how we should learn and grow. Don't become a fanatic. Be natural. In Taoism, they say you have three treasures: simplicity, patience, compassion. Simplicity is, for me, just being natural, ordinary. Everybody wants to be somebody, be special, be liked, be intelligent, be more beautiful. No, already you missed that, just that simplicity of being how you are, who you are, accepting oneself. Only that, if it's understood, is all you need to work on. Just simplicity, being ordinary, being natural. Then, patience. Modesty. Not to have too much, or too little, or want something, or be in a hurry. Don't rush. Be patient. Be in balance. Wait. Trust. Again, we have forgotten, because the mind always wants. It is in a hurry. It cannot relax. It cannot be patient. So it's all these natural things that we have forgotten. Compassion, no? Compassion, love. Again, that can only come from the inside. It can only come from knowing yourself, finding love in you. And love is the healer. It heals people on the outside by giving love. And it heals yourself by being compassionate and loving yourself. Healing and loving yourself, accepting yourself, everything is healed. But then you have to accept yourself. And how to accept oneself? By becoming simple, ordinary, natural. That's what we can do. Love follows when you do the right steps. It's bound to be like that. Because it comes from the inside. It's not something you can get. Money can't buy me love. Only consciousness, only love, only insight, only truth, only by being natural. Because love is a natural state of human beings. Simple in actions and thoughts, you return to the source of being. Being simple in action and thoughts, you return to the source of being. So, you have to practice actions outside, being simple, doing what is needed. Don't do things that disturb you. Don't do stupid actions. That is the first, because you are used to functioning out in your actions. First, bring awareness into what you do. Then, in the thoughts. The thoughts are more difficult because that is inner, is not physical. The outer is more easy. Difficult enough if you don't are aware of what you are doing, how you behave, how you act. But thoughts are more difficult because it needs more discipline, more awareness, more watchfulness. Patient with both friends and enemies. You accept the things as they are. Accepting things as they are, you accept all. Because all is one. Maybe somebody see you as an enemy, somebody as a friend. But it doesn't matter. If you see and accept, then just how it is. Because all people live in different realities. Maybe they still need enemies. Maybe somebody still needs fighting, conflict, anxiety. But if you don't need it, then drop it. To play a game, you need two people. If you stop, the game is finished. That's what I mean by being responsible to yourself. You can stop it. Any game, any fighting, any war, you have to be involved in it. As soon as you see enough is enough, I'm not involved, I want peace, you can drop it. Maybe hard for your ego because maybe somebody hurt you, maybe somebody did something wrong. Maybe you feel you did something wrong to yourself. But it all comes down to accepting things as they are. Move on. Don't hold on to the past. Be compassionate towards yourself. And you heal yourself and all beings in the world. Because that is really the best thing anybody can do. Be in peace and feeling compassionate in their own heart. By being that, by feeling that, by living that, you are a source of peace and love and compassion in the world. It's even more valuable than to give. Because who knows if they can receive it. And out of your own center, being loving, compassionate, you will spread that. What is important, the Taoist reminds you, come back to yourself. Transform yourself. Know yourself. And in that way, you heal the world and yourself. Stop thinking and end your problems. Isn't that amazing? What could be more easier than that? Stop thinking and end your problems. What is more natural than to pee when your bladder is full? I'm happy you get it now. You can get very uptight now if you try to hold it. You're going against nature. It's just the simple things in life. They will always show you how it is. And here is so great because there's no lines or anything, just boof, like that, into the forest. That's how the natural is. Pa. This is the right place. Retreat. Sometimes when I talk about different places, then it comes up very strongly. I know when I thought about China and the Taoist, and I know that Darshan, he's also having plans to go find some place that I can have a retreat or something, but I think China is spoiled. Too many people know. It's too far away from how I remember it. And even if it is, because there are some places that is more untouched. But now, as the people get more and more money, which is totally new the last 10, 20 years, and you have more than a billion people, then they are everywhere. And it's the same in India. Before, when I was traveling, it was very few Indian tourists because they didn't have money. Now you have a big middle class. It's like everywhere. I was sleeping in Taj Mahal garden for many days, first time I was there. And the gardener took care of me. He was so proud. White person was there, awesome. You want chapatis and dal, all that. Hardly any tourist. Now, it's a nightmare. Maybe you manage to see, but also your wallet will be gone. So what to say about the old Japan or the old China? It's so many people everywhere. And even if there is some nice places that could maybe be a little more quiet, which I think is difficult now, then to go from Beijing or Shanghai to there, that seems like a nightmare. Just wait now, when you go to Delhi, you will see, enjoy it so much. So many nice people there. So 1 billion people you can hug there. Just like in China, that is very nice. Then one person, you, between an ocean of Indians, you can imagine. Huh? And in China, maybe more difficult because they don't speak so good English. In India, it's no problem. That's one of the good things in India. Everybody speaks English. Just like in Norway, not like in Brazil. Even in India, they speak English. What to say about Brazil? Things are changing so quickly. Even the India that I remember from this life is totally different than what it is today. The sacred, what that holiness is pretty much gone because everything becomes westernized. When I was in Pune, I was living in a beautiful little bamboo hut by the river, having bath in the river. Yes, I had a little padlock on the door, but that was totally useless because you can just lift up like that and go under the door anyway. Nobody ever took. What could you steal? Everything very peaceful. The farmers very care, take good care. They came with food. They were good friends. Invited us to their farm. So natural. It's totally gone. Now I can live in the 15th floor of a Hilton and look down there where I had my bamboo shack, just there in Corrigan Park. Totally changed. Well, I would stay there instead of the bamboo shack now because I have also changed. So, everything is perfect. I did that, been there, okay. So you see, everything is perfect, but everything becomes so crowded and populated everywhere, no? And especially in the East, because you have so many people now who have some money. They travel everywhere. First time I was in Ladakh in Leh, it was hardly any Indian tourist. No, they go there just for the weekend they can go to get away from Delhi, which is understandable. Just remember to go to the old bazaar, okay? When you Thank you. music is also like that. No, you different music, different energy. No, it's great. It's just like everything. If your senses are open, it creates different energy, different senses, just like nature. Oh. Whatever you do, always come back to silence, to peace, to relaxation. Your natural self. Oh, shit.